It's been a prolonged drought in Somalia. Some of its regions haven't seen rain in 2 years. Desperate for food, water and grazing for their cattle, thousands of people are fleeing their homes, walking long distances under the scorching sun. Mohammed Ahmed Diriye and his family left their coastal city. The 60-year-old says he had to walk more than 1,000 kilometers to get to this desolate camp, hoping to get food and shelter.
If you walk some distance out of here, you will see lots of bones. Lots of animal bones piled up on the top of each other. From all the corners, the sight of these bones will shock you. Not only here, but throughout the region.
Somalia is one of the poorest countries in the world, battered by decades of violence, war and political instability. This drought could be its worst yet. The UN fears the crisis could be similar to the 2011 famine, which killed more than 250,000 people, half of them children. Thousands have died so far. Malnutrition is killing children every day.
This child was admitted some 4 days ago and came when the child was not even alert. It was a bit unconscious when the child came in. But we resuscitated, put on medication, and that's why today at least we can see that we cannot some improvement.
The situation is critical. Aid workers sometimes take the limited resources from the hungry to treat those who are starving. Somalis blame the Russian invasion of Ukraine for depleting international aid they used to receive every year and for soaring food prices.
The war between Ukraine and Russia has worsened the situation of oil and wheat, which are not available. We bring the food all the way from Mogadishu, and the prices have skyrocketed since our land is dry and unproductive.
The most desperate live in central and southern parts of Somalia under the control of Al-Shabaab. The UN blames the armed group for contributing to the 2011 famine by deliberately blocking or burning aid deliveries and targeting aid workers. For the time being and until aid arrives, hundreds of thousands will have to deal on their own with cholera, malnutrition and starvation. Hashim Albara, Al Jazeera.